We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tomorrow, highs of 72, sun and clouds on 70 on Wednesday with highs of 72. St. Petty's Day on Thursday, nice and sunny, highs of 76. Stormy Friday, highs of 79, and Saturday, cool again for the weekend, nice and sunny, 70 for a high Saturday, 74 on Sunday. Right now, if you look at the temperatures throughout the different areas, let me tell you what's going on. We got 43 degrees in Mandeville, 42 in Slidell, 52 in Thibodeau, and here in Belchase, it's 49. I don't know where Dawn Starnes McVeigh is, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Good morning, Dawn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you at? Baton Rouge?
Baton Rouge. Yep.
First off, it's pie day, so to get a little bit of silliness out of the way, if I were to give you a choice of pizza pie or the other kind of baked pie, what would you go with?
Pizza pie, for sure.
So savory, not sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. And what kind of pizza pie would you eat? Would you choose?
Oh, let's see. Pizza pie with pepperoni and jalapeno.
Oh, really? No anchovies?
Yeah. No.
Do you like anchovies?
No. Anchovies are terrible. No.
Boy, that's a pretty defining line there, isn't it? You either
it
do
really
it
is.
Or...
You either do so... or no, that's right.
Let's talk about inflation and rising gas prices. Do they disproportionately affect small businesses rather than large businesses?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You've got small business owners who have, fleets and, think about your dry cleaner and think about your, your local mechanic who has cars that go out. If you really get into it, it's really, there's a lot of small business owners that have, multiple cars and for what they do. And it's impacting them. It's very frustrating times right now, to be on the other side of COVID, to be, fighting this labor shortage, fighting this supply chain issues, and then for inflation just to be soaring. It's an all-time high. It's 26% of our members are telling us it's their number one business concern. That is a high since 1980 in our survey of our members on kind of what's going on. So, and now on top of it, gas prices. So, yeah, it's a frustrating time for folks.
And they don't have a choice other than to pass it on. And I guess what I'm thinking is maybe people should make more of an effort, even though everybody's up against it with the prices, to try to shop local, because the larger companies can absorb it easier, and that means that they perhaps might not pass it along right away where the smaller businessman will, and then the consumer is going to say, well, I can't afford that, so I'm going to go to where it's cheaper, and they wind up shopping at big box, and then before you know it, mom and pop's in trouble.
Yeah, I actually heard a radio commercial. I don't know I forget who it was, but it was like maybe a news station that was like, oh, you should be shopping for your gas at Costco and wherever. I'm like, no, but I mean, they can get it cheaper because of the bulk, on the gas side. But yeah, you're right. They have that economies of scale. They're able to balance that a little bit better. But we do hope that we get some relief soon, and that folks are able to kind of get back to supporting their mom and pops, because it's going to, we just got through all of this to try to, the ones that have survived to this point are, really going above and beyond. They've cleaned up their business model. They've done everything they know how to do to stay open, and now this. So it's like, gosh, one thing after the other.
They'll never say what's
gridlock
next.
Gridlock in D.C. Wait,
and
I'm sorry.
And, you know, don't ever say what it can't get any worse. Don't ever,
right.
ever say that.
Because don't ever say that. Yeah.
It's gonna. All right, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking about the challenges small businesses are facing in light of inflation and rising gas costs and still challenged to find employees. And do you try to shop local and how important it is that you do? 620, call it. Time for traffic on WWL. 6:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dawn Starnes McVeigh, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about the challenges that small businesses are facing with inflation and rising gas costs, that coming out of the pandemic, interest rates going up. What kind of effect is that going to have on small businesses, Dawn?
Yeah, I mean, it's that ripple effect. We have about 68% of our members in our most recent survey are telling us that they're having to increase prices of their goods and services because of all these factors. You know, again, small business owners have to pass some of this along. They've waited as long as possible. You know, back towards the end of last year, they were reporting, you know, they were holding off on raising prices to the extent they could, you know, and then finally, the onslaught of everything just kind of caught up with them after the first of the year. And so you see a lot more raising prices. And, you know, unfortunately, so it's obviously not what they want to do because, you know, small business owners can only do what the market will bear. But, you know, part and parcel of all that includes the increase in labor costs as well. You know, we have something on the order, I think, of record high. Still about 46% of our members telling us they've increased wages or plan to in the next few months. And so they're trying to keep workers. And so they've kind of, you know, they've raised wages, they've gotten competitive, they've been, you know, focused on that. So that's been helping with, you know, the problems we had in the labor market. And with inflation, you see people returning back to the labor market. So that's, I mean, if there's a silver lining, maybe that in that the conversation, maybe that's it. But so that, you know, I think that'll be good long term. So there are some things happening. But if things don't get any better in D.C., you know, you have total gridlock up there, which doesn't make small business owners feel good about the future. So just the overall outlook is not where we'd like it to be or kind of going into the second quarter of this new year, unfortunately.
So what do small business owners need the people in Washington to do?
Well, you know, sometimes gridlock isn't a bad thing. I will say that. But, I think the issue becomes, you know, this constant threat of what could happen. You know, things like the Build Back Better program that had, you know, all sorts of things that would have hurt small business owners, from mandates to, new taxes. So there's that. So that's on hold. That's not moving. And so that does make folks feel better. And, a lot of that's just not going to change because of the general climate that's happening there. I think what is positive is that, you know, the Louisiana legislature starts session today at noon. And, you know, there's a real opportunity there for some good things to be done. You know, Senator Allen from as chairman of the Revenue and Fiscal Committee, he has a bill that would be a constitutional amendment to look at allowing local governments to exempt inventory from ad valorem taxes, which would be huge. You know, inventory tax is a very complicated structure in our state, and it hurts small businesses because basically they're, you know, it's a moving money around. They pay it to the local government, then they get a credit back from the state, but they have to wait for that money to come back. So it's kind of like they're cash flowing local government until the state pays them back. And it's a difficult system, and it could use some reform. It could, you know, getting rid of it would be great. So it would really help small business owners. So we're excited to see that. You know, our members are telling us they would love to see more investment by the state into workforce development and more training for workers. So we hope that, you know, with some of these ARPA dollars, some of the federal dollars that have come down to the state, we see some investment into that, some training programs, incumbent worker programs that will really help, you know, help people that, you know, are a little bit behind the curve on training and get them where they need to be so they can get in the workforce quicker.
Is there any long-term interest about education, Dawn? Because, you know, I talk to Kate Brumley occasionally and Larry Carter, and I know somebody that's a teacher, and boy, we got some problems in education when it comes to Louisiana long-term.
We really do. I think there's a definite need to look at, you know, look at the program overall and see where we can, you know, all come together and make some changes to really get our scores up and really get our, you know, our accountability up and move in the right direction.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate your time. Dawn Starnes McVeigh, Director of Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeremy Alford, editor and publisher of La Politics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.